Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We head into the evening portion.
Also the happy hour.
Gwen and Chris, 5 o'clock. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Scraby Chronicles, 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow you're off, though.
I am.
Good for you.
Yes, thank you.
You don't take enough days off, as far as I'm concerned. Can read into that however you like.
I read into that
exactly how it was laid out.
You know what? I thought tonight I get to go home. I don't have to worry about the show tomorrow. It's going to be great.
It's nice, right? It's nice. Give yourself a little break. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on custom cards, custom wrapping paper. Great gifts, plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't miss out on the latest laptops. You get up to 45% off. Staples, that was easy. Good invention department. The people who decided it was okay to put a gift into a bag and stuff some paper on top of it and hand it to the person.
You don't like that look?
No, I said I like that invention instead of me and you and everyone else having to wrap everything.
I suck at wrapping.
Like, sure you do.
I'm terrible.
Who's worked on it?
Oh, a lot of women have.
I like wrapping.
My wife.
You would rather wrap
kids.
A present than put it in a bag?
You're good at that? Like you can get the
dimensions?
The
full,
yeah, see, I'm terrible.
The dimensions.
At that.
I get my
the fact that he used the word dimensions lets me know how good he is.
I get my little pieces of tape and I put them on the table beforehand so I have them ready to go. Boom, boom, boom.
I can see. All right, I'm going to give you guys a tough one here, and I'm going to give you 20 minutes to do it, and because I got on this with the discussion about how great quarterbacks were not always drafted high. We looked up Johnny Unitas. I'm on a website here called Ranker. Have you ever seen this one, Tony?
I don't think so. I've heard
pretty
of
much
it,
any category you can think of, they will rank, and then you as a person on the website can vote a person to move up or down, so you have some impact on the ranking.
Okay.
I like lists like this. Anyway, this is the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I just went through 1 through 50. Somebody totally forgot John Elway.
I think Ranker's
John,
also...
if you're there, you better call. He's not on the list at all.
He's got to be in the top 50.
I think Ranker is fan-voted, right?
It's mostly fan-voted, yes. But I think they probably start with a certain ranking.
List, yeah.
And then you vote them up and down. All right, but here's my question to you guys. I'm going to go 7 deep.
Okay.
What would be your order? Top 7 greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Has to be Brady number 1.
Now, I don't want you to do it now. I want you to give me 20 minutes, and then you'd give me a tip.
Give it
to me.
Okay.
Think it through a little bit.
All right.
Top 7. I think everybody has a different list.
Of course.
Except for maybe the number 1 spot.
Okay. We all went quiet. I need to.
Everybody wants to
later.
Work on their list.
All
right. You can work on your list out there. Who would you put in the top 7? Johnny Unitas, when I was youngest in the 1800s, was clearly.
Youngest?
Right. He was clearly number 1. Johnny Unitas, young quarterback. Yeah, he was the greatest quarterback of all time. There was no discussion. I don't think Johnny Unitas makes anybody's top 7 anymore.
No.
Just saying.
I think Norm Van Brocklin should be in there.
Well, he's got the craziest record we've ever.
Yeah,
we've
no one can break his passing yard record. Which
I don't
is
understand
insane.
That in this day and age.
Like, right, it makes no sense.
None at
all.
He broke the record in 1951. Most yards passed for in one game. One's ever beaten.
That's insane. You'd never like some guy will have 600 yards one day.
You think?
Yeah,
you're waiting for it.
Like, that would be a crazy day, though. 600 yards passing. Yeah. That would
be Brocklin's
absolutely
still,
insane.
Still the guy there.
All right, can I ask my last...
Oh, yes, you had one more in the Big Five.
Number one.
It's about the Rockies. So they went 43-119 last season, and they're still looking for a manager of their team. They're still looking for a GM of their team. They hired Paul DePodesta as their baseball ops guy. Last year, interim manager Warren Schaefer is still waiting to see if they're going to move him into the manager role. But my question for you, Tony, you're up first. Will the Rockies win? Will they be over or under 42.5 wins next year?
So you're saying that can they repeat?
Can they be as or bad better? Or worse next year, basically?
Yeah, I think this is going to be hard to be worse than 42.
Yeah.
That's going to be real hard. I know it doesn't seem like it, but just remember, they were on pace to be under that last year, to break the old record.
They were supposed to end up with about 29 wins.
They got on whatever kind of heater that is to get to that number.
Yeah, Warren Schaefer took over for Bud Black and went a cool 36-86.
Cool. So he
didn't really improve things too
he
much.
He counted for every win except for 7.
Yeah, Buddy Black was 7-33 when they let him go. I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to win way more than that.
Yeah.
I think, it's, first of all, it's just they should. Secondly, Hunter Goodman is becoming pretty good. Tovar is decent. Doyle, I think, had a little sophomore slump. Mickey Moniak's starting to figure it out. Jordan Beck, I think, is going to be a good player.
Yeah.
They also have some pretty good young pitchers who showed some signs. Dollander was the top of the guys, but a couple of the other guys weren't, you know, as awful as you might think, though their records certainly say they were. So, yes, they're going to win more than that.
All right.
They got some young players that I think are just, they're probably going to keep the same team together because you know they're not going to go get anyone else.
I mean, do they expect Chris Bryant to play next year?
They're going to pay him. He might as well try to get him back going.
But is he medically capable? I mean, it sounds like his back is really terrible. Yeah,
not sure.
We'll find out.
Yeah, but there's some pretty good young players, I thought, this year. Just never translated into a win or two.
It doesn't matter. Everybody packs that stadium, even if they don't win any games.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. Considering they have a basketball and a football team there at different times of the year.
And they're good.
They're both of them are good.
And now the football team is back, and the football team's always popular. I talked to some, you know, my wife's from Denver, so we talk about it with her family and people. A lot of the people I've talked to said that Coors Field sells itself.
It does.
As a place to go, have a cocktail, watch a beautiful sunset, and oh, by the way,
catch a ball game.
There's a ball game going on. And
if you go to the game,
people buy it for that reason. They love it. I guess there's a lot of places where you can get, you know, drinks and beers, and people just love the atmosphere.
It's a normal baseball experience in 2025. Yeah. And if you go to a game, that's how the people are reacting to things that are happening.
Right, when somebody hits a home run, you got
to,
oh, yeah.
It just depends. Like, if it's middle of the game, they probably had a couple drinks, they may have caught the ball going over the fence, they'd cheer.
They're going over a baseball game.
Or they may not have caught the ball going over the fence.
Right, they're still happy. They're still happy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's their situation. Good for them.
I got my 7, by the way.
All right, we're going to do our top 7 quarterbacks. Everybody's top 7. I think it's a tough one to do. A couple of quick scores in the NBA. Second quarter score, Orlando 63, Golden State 60. This is actually not surprising, right? NBA games are really high scoring now. I bring it up, Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he
today
some
came
concerns.
Out and said, look, this is one of the reasons guys are getting hurt. Because the games are just too fast paced. There's no, and he's right, nobody doesn't run the ball up the floor anymore, Tony.
It is so, and it's such a great point that I don't think we think about. I just think we see the numbers and we are talking about the offense and how no one plays defense. The pace of this game and the way it's spread out now, right? There's nobody clogging up the lanes. Everybody is, it's like five out.
I was doing reffing just last night and reminded myself, when you're the ref under the basket now, you don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
Because they never pass the ball in there anymore.
You can slide yourself into the lane and get a little closer look at this point because no one's in there.
No one's there. What are you doing, ref? I just get a little closer look. Standing out in the middle of the floor here.
I mean, but it's a good point, right? I think as the pace picks up, we see it every year. Maybe we just didn't pick up on it because the pace and the points is what we were paying attention to.
And the defense, you have to cover so much more ground.
Right, right.
And because so if all a guy goes out 30 feet, you better be out there.
And the thing, though, I think everybody's paying attention to now, based on how last season ended, you had a couple torn Achilles down the stretch there, and you're seeing all these calf strains that preceded a lot of these torn Achilles. You got about three or four guys out, big guys out, with calf strains right now.
Right, and Giannis is the Giannis latest. Is you the don't latest. Want to lose guys like him.
And so, like, I don't. It's one of those things, kind of like the pitching in baseball, right? Where
once they're throwing so hard,
once the can has been opened, can you go back now?
Yeah. Can you once tell you guys spread to start the floor less?
Right. Once you spread the floor and you're putting up these points, can you now go back and be like, you know what? Let's clog the paint up again.
I tried to come up with all kinds of reasons why there are more arm injuries. There's no discussion anymore. It's just because they throw so hard.
Right.
That's
and
why.
They're maxing out
exactly
all the time.
By the way, real quick. They have in the story, players in the NBA run a combined how many miles per game? What do you think? I guess this is all 10 players or all one team?
I would say probably every player is running.
What do you think? Every player runs a couple miles?
No, I'd say six.
They say 34 miles. Players
each
combined,
player?
34.3 miles per game. At an average speed of 4.5 miles an hour, which, whatever that means, that's the longest and largest and fastest, like, in a long time. Steve Kerr also pointed out the Warriors, and this is probably why he said it originally, Warriors tonight are on their fifth back-to-back of the first month of the season.
That's crazy.
Steve Kerr not happy with that.
And listen, are you playing it? You got to squeeze him in.
He said it's time to end the back-to-back. He goes, sorry, we're going to have to give up some revenue or we're going to lose all our players. Steve Kerr, they ought to listen to the guy.
We're coming to that point, that midpoint where a decision's going to have to be made because you already are having to rest guys, and this is in part because of that. And so, what are you going to do? How are you going to fix this? Because it's definitely a problem. Fans are irritated; they're paying money for these tickets.
Right.
Guys aren't playing, but you see, guys are going out because the pace may very well be too quick.
I mean, I am not trying to defend anything. The Bulls played double overtime Sunday night in Utah and last night in Denver at altitude.
At altitude at that.
Yeah. How do you get your body even through that?
It's
not easy.
You can't. It's tough. It's tough. And that's why guys will sit.
All right, we'll take a quick one for a check of the traffic. Top seven quarterbacks of all time. What's your list? We'll try ours when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know many of you guys have been like hanging on, waiting to hear about Woody Johnson and these report cards. And we have just kept you waiting.
Wait till tomorrow.
Wait a little bit longer.
Sorry.
We'll get to you in the last segment.
You Jet fan. You Jet fan out there. Sorry to you.
He's a Jet fan.
Jet fan.
There's actually someone, I was talking about the Jets one day on the Scraby Show, and they're like, you know, it's nice when someone talks about my team on the radio, even if they stink.
Yeah, listen, if there's a random team out there, we typically will find them.
Yes.
We will eventually
mention
them.
There's a Jet fan there somewhere.
Yeah, one Jet fan. Yeah.
There's one Dolphin fan.
That's not true. That's not true. There's way more.
Speaking of Dolphin fans, I ran into somebody you worked with, Chris, today. Mike Jackson?
Yep. Action Jackson, Bears fan.
And he wanted me to ask you how you think feeling about the Dolphins this year.
Not good.
I told him. I was like, he actually talked about it quite often.
He and I share a love of the Blackhawks, and we played a lot of hockey together.
He spoke very highly of you.
Good guy, really. And he was a board op of mine way back in the day.
Okay.
And he did some updates and things of the sports radio world.
He did the classic thing to me that sometimes happens to me. They call me Chris. Get my uncle instead of calling me. Yes, it's one of the things.
Called you Chris.
Yes, that's one of the main kind of mess ups that happened to me.
Chris? I'm gonna make if Mike Jackson happens to be listening out there. If he happens to be listening, I'm gonna make him uncomfortable for a half a second. One of my all time favorite photos I've ever taken and posed for is with Mike Jackson.
Would you guys?
That's the uncomfortable part. The other part was we were in the studio the day they brought the Stanley Cup in.
Ah.
And I held it, and it was a good photo.
Nice. Yeah. That's nice. All right. So for you, Mike, was it Mike Johnson?
Woody Johnson.
For those of you waiting on that, we'll get to you in a sec. But Chris challenged us to come up with our top seven quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tougher than I thought it was. So let's
see. I can see how you would say that, given that you were born in, you know, we talked about you being 1800s, right?
Yeah, so seen more guys.
You've seen more guys.
Yeah, there's some great ones.
Are we going to go from seven to one?
I think so. Although we all know one, right? Are we all going Brady or is there an argument?
Yeah, Brady's
it's
one.
Pretty hard to argue that one.
I mean, do we all have the same number two?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think that's going to jump around here.
That could jump
around. All right, so let's go back to number
seven. Start with seven. I'll start since it was my list, my idea. I really badly wanted to get Otto Graham in here, and I know many of you don't even know who that is. But he was the Cleveland Browns quarterback in the 50s, and in 10 years he won 7 championships. No one's ever won more than Otto Graham. But I can't put him ahead of a guy like Drew Brees, who I just think deserves to be in this. And he's 9,000 yards behind Brady on the all-time list, but I think he'd be higher. He was higher than Brady when he
retired.
Right? And if he would have played at the beginning, right? He was battling for playing time before they figured it out. His ability to get the job done and at his size, winner all around. So, number seven is Drew Brees for me. You want to go, Scrape?
Sure. I have, this is going to be self-serving, but I think there's an argument for it. Steve Young was very good at football.
Steve Young's got an
argument.
Growing
up, he was my quarterback. I would ride or die with Steve Young. I love the way that he ran. Even when his helmet fell off, he was still going for it.
I wonder what Steve Young would have done in a career if he didn't play, 3 years in the USFL and play with the Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
And then he went to the 49ers. That had to be the best two quarterback combo in the history of the world.
Again.
Montana and Young.
You go to the right organization, you got a chance.
Man. I never understood why Steve Young wanted to be behind Joe Montana for as long as
I don't know that they had the same kind of options at that point.
Back in the day.
Maybe not, yeah. Steve Young, the only negative knock on him.
BYU?
Yeah, he's BYU's and he's a descendant of BYU.
He is a descendant of Brigham Young.
Yeah. It has to stick.
That has to work. It has to factor into my vote. Sorry, Steve. Tony,
you're number seven.
Go on, Dan Marino.
Marino.
Number seven.
Number seven.
I know he gets a lot of flack for not winning a Super Bowl, but this was like the Aaron Rodgers before Aaron Rodgers. Like, was, extreme arm talent. No one was like him. And he was that good.
He was
like,
that good.
Without winning a title. So he's number seven on my list.
Seven. All right, six. I had to tie. This is cheating.
This is cheating. This is how you get eight in?
Yeah.
Such a cheat.
This is cheating. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers share the sixth spot.
That's whack.
I've taken both Green Bay quarterbacks, and they won a lot of MVPs, so I'm putting them together. I couldn't decide which one to pick. And I didn't want them both on my list, so they tie. Sorry. Scraby.
I'm going to go with Drew Brees at number six.
Okay.
Because he revamped his career. He won that Super Bowl. But, I mean, him playing in St. Louis, or St. Louis, I was thinking the greatest show on
turf. Not St. Louis.
Yeah, sorry, New Orleans. That was fun football to watch.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was on a roll, Brees was something. Tony.
Antonio.
Well, since Chris is cheating, I'm going to cheat,
yeah,
too.
There you go. Yeah, you're picking it up on how to do it. I may cheat again.
My number five is actually five guys.
Yeah, right.
Wait, how? This is six for me.
Yeah. Six, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to put both. No. I'm going to put Drew there. Drew's number six on my list.
Drew there. Yeah. Okay. Drew makes all three lists, though. Good for you, Drew. That's deserved, I think. Number five. I think you might say it's too early in his career.
Nope.
Can't do it. I got to put my homeboy in number five. I wish he would stop whining for calls. And I agree with you, Scraby. It's just kind of
like
embedded in him now. Yeah. But he's such a great quarterback and winner. And he is doing things that none of the guys on this list have ever done. Throwing the ball one way, running the other way. And talk about a winner. 17-4 in the playoffs. Not bad. I got to put him in there.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Number five.
My number five is actually Dan Marino.
Marino gets in both lists or two
lists.
Like
Tony said, way ahead of his time, slinging that ball everywhere. Loved watching Dan Marino play.
He could fire.
Five on my list is the two combo of Brett Favre and Mr. Rodgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Putting them together? Why not?
Yeah, you did it.
They
so
both deserve mention. It's just hard to separate. They got seven MVPs between them. That's pretty impressive.
Cole on the chat says about Chris, quote, "I didn't want them both on my list, yet they ended up on his list."
Right. That's right. That's it. But that's how these lists work.
It is, 100%.
I would do a number four. This is where I put Marino. He gets all the criticism deserved. But I can make the case and go on and on. Nobody watched him more probably than I did. He had no running game, no offensive line. Well, he had a pretty good offensive line in terms of protecting him. But he didn't need the protection because his release was the fastest in the history of the sport. He had no defense. He had to score 40 points a game, and he did. And when he broke the record of 48 touchdowns, the previous mark was only 36. Imagine breaking it by that much.
What, 12?
Yeah, he was so ahead of his time. Number four.
My number four is Patrick Mahomes. I think
we're getting similar.
Someone that wins as many Super Bowls as he does in this day and age of it's impossible, it seems like, to repeat, but he does it a lot. And he just seems to find a way to win. And I'll stop right
every
there.
Every day except for
too
last
much
Sunday.
Complimenting.
Yeah, too much.
Tony.
This is four for me.
Four for you.
That would be Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Number four.
Wait
on
a minute.
My list.
I got to rework my list.
Yeah.
I didn't forget it. About
I know you,
Peyton.
Didn't.
Yeah, he's pretty
good. He revolutionized, in some ways, the audible, the
Omaha,
getting,
Omaha.
Dissecting
That's
defenses.
That's the name of his production company.
It is.
Omaha,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Number three. Is my Peyton Manning spot. Nobody ever studied the game, too, as diligently as he did. Wow. Remember the stories that he used to learn the name of a safety man's wife so he
and
could throw
use
a
that
jab
as an audible,
at how's your
yeah.
wife and the safety. What the? You know, Peyton Manning was looking for any edge. I think he's become better in his almost in his retirement. He's so personable now. Everyone likes this guy now.
I loved him being so irritated that Geno Smith did not take the check down last night.
Yeah, he was.
He was like he's just so just flustered. Yeah, like it was right there.
He said, don't get bored.
What he said, don't get bored with. I can't remember.
Getting your yard.
Yeah, something along those lines. It's like, just take the points. Just take the yards in front of you.
It's great. We're actually turning out a little.
Oh, you know what we're going to have to do soon? Biggest fan.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Okay.
My number three is Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
So we already talked about it.
On to Tony's number
three. My number three is Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you got the Mahomes boy up a little
He's
higher.
Already up there. Yeah, three
he's
for
up
me.
There. All right. Number two, Joe Cool.
Yep.
Joe Cool was cool. Look, all you need to know is four Super Bowls, 12 touchdowns, no picks. Man was perfect when it had to be. And I'll never forget seeing him in college at Notre Dame winning some incredible games if you want to look him up. Nobody was better at the comeback than Joe Montana fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Any circumstance, he could win the game. Number two.
My number two is also Joe Montana. I didn't actually get to see him play in an era where I remembered it, but yeah. I saw the tail end of his career. But growing up, if Montana was God in our houses. Yeah. So
for sure.
Yep.
Same time.
Montana.
Yep. Okay.
So Montana.
Montana and Brady go 2-1. All right. So that wasn't as crazy as I thought. We got most of the guy. Now, John Elway didn't get a mention there. Some people would disagree with that.
I tell you what, one Super Bowl, he's on that list. Lamar Jackson.
Lamar's going to be tough to beat with his running.
One Super Bowl, there won't be anybody on the list that has the type of numbers.
It's not going to be this year. He's going to get that Super Bowl.
It's not looking good, but he's what they won like
and
four
I'm looking
straight.
Down the whole list. These are guys that always get mentioned, and one guy that I think doesn't locally should always get a mention is Dan Fouts. I don't think anybody understands how incredible this guy was. But, you know, they never got to the big dance type of stuff.
All right, guys.
Break?
Nope.
Oh,
biggest fan.
Biggest fan.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's that on? Is that on me?
I'll do it. I have it right here.
I have it if you like.
Okay, go for it.
We all have it, okay?
We want to fight for it?
No.
You want to wrist wrestle for it?
Wrist wrestle?
When's the last time anybody called it that?
What is it? Oh, is that like... Is
that's
that
arm
like,
wrestling.
Oh, I never wrist heard that. Wrestling. But they, but in I the just old think days, about them going like this.
No, in the old days of Wide World of Sports, Jim McKay would come, and today, the world's wrist wrestling championships from
I do remember
Corona,
I used
California.
To put those on telecast, and they'd be over there like checking their hands.
Yep.
What was the movie where Sylvester Stallone...
What was that?
Over the Top.
Was it Over the Top? Was that what it's called?
Well, I just remember in his semi, he just kept like lifting in his semi because he was an arm wrestling champion.
Sylvester Stallone was a lot of things, but one thing he also was, he could write a movie now that could show off his physique, couldn't he?
He was not bad at that.
I'm going to be Rambo, and I'm going to wear this
like
so everybody
movie.
Can
Me
see
too.
My physique.
I mean,
congratulations.
If you had that physique, wouldn't you be doing the
show
same thing?
Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Stephen Sutherland. Stephen Sutherland of Lakeside. Way to go, Stephen. Give us a call. You got 10 minutes, 833-288-0973. And if you do it, you call us, you'll qualify for the grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends. A night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of us there. Remember, if you would like a chance to win and be qualified, register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Stephen Sutherland of Lakeside. The clock is running.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Running.
All right. So we have been talking about Woody Johnson for a long time.
We actually haven't been talking about
it. We've just been mentioning his name over and over and over, and we never got to it. But Woody Johnson, last week we talked about the NFL and the NFLPA kind of beefing over these report cards that every end of the year players vote on their team's facilities.
Oh, this is the one where you're like, you're the worst
franchise. Yeah, you have the worst locker
room. They have the worst training facility, right, things of that nature.
Yeah, so
the Chargers used to always fare poorly in these.
Yeah, then I don't actually know where they're at in this last one.
I think they're like middle of the road.
Okay.
That sounds familiar. But they had to spend all their money on the real estate up in L.A. Anyway, so Woody Johnson, we got this news that the NFL doesn't want this to happen anymore, and they sent a note over to the NFLPA. And then it comes out that the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson, was the guy who asked for this stuff not to be released.
Because he was finishing last.
He's throwing a hissy fit about the players outing him.
Yes, he is. And so I don't know
the alternative, be a better owner. How's that?
That's too easy.
Yeah, that's way too easy, Chris. You're asking him to do something that is not he's not capable of doing. But here is what the Jets said. So on Friday, I said, well, if you don't want people to know, I'm going to go read everything from the report card to let people know.
Of course. This is Scrabies. This is when he's at his best here.
New York Jets dropped from 21st to 29th overall in 2024.
Wow, so you went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
There's only 32 teams, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's where I believe the players 1,000%. Rather than addressing concerns, players believe that management responded to feedback by making conditions worse.
They went the old Major League route, huh?
1,000% true. Wow. That has to be.
You remember in Major League, they started playing too well, so she took away the plane and gave them like the dust. Crop duster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's kind of what Woody's doing here.
Yeah, so for example, after receiving low grades for their food program last year, players felt the team cut the food budget and did not retain their longtime dietitian, who ended up going to the Chiefs, which means he's a good dietitian.
Well, I mean, Chiefs got bad grades last time, so they were trying to get better.
Yes.
The Jets were just trying to be spiteful, sounds like.
They say also the top leadership issues, with some describing the issues of the organization as top-down problems, the Jets' ownership grade went from a B- to an F, with Woody Johnson receiving the league's lowest owner score for contributing to a positive team culture.
I mean,
so he might be the owner from Major League, where he just doesn't care.
He's going to make things worse.
He's going to make things
worse. Because you're complaining.
Guess what, Chris? Who had top three last year?
You already have the worst stadium. People are getting hurt left and right in that bad boy.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, and now the players are outing you as a you don't have good nutrition.
Nope.
And now you said, you know, fine. You don't think we have good nutrition? I'll show you bad nutrition.
You know what? I'm going to fire the dietitian and let him go to the Chiefs.
I'm putting Donald Trump in charge of nutrition. That's not a political comment. That's a joke.
You know, that,
don't everybody
that whole
get
thing
on
earlier seems like it was a million years ago at this point to me. Because
I mean, it kind of was. Like 3 hours ago.
Do you know who got the top ranked score last year? Out of all the teams, which team?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Dolphins he spends a ton of money. He just doesn't
is
spend
that true?
It wisely.
That's true. The Dolphins won.
Yeah, look, first of 32
teams.
Yeah,
well, don't forget, Tony, they're a country club
atmosphere. What was their write-up? What did their write-up say?
That's the whole deal.
The Dolphins retained their crown as top-ranked team.
Retained it, so they got it the year before.
Steven Rotz is once again the highest-graded owner, and the team is ranked number one in 7 of the 11 categories. The quality of facilities is matched by the quality of the people in the building, making for an extremely positive player experience. They also renovated their locker room.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to make it more terrible.
Yeah, well, that's what people have said. It's a country club.
It's too
club.
Nice.
Yeah. That's one of the criticisms.
That is actually
the Chiefs. They were down at the bottom. They were in the World Series.
Where did
they Super Bowl
under horseplay? What did they get? Oh, they got an A++.
Horseplay?
Like that's what they do.
Oh.
That's what the Dolphins do is horseplay during practice. But head coach got an A+, ownership A+, travel A+, everything. Like I was shocked to see this.
Well, are you kidding me, Mike McDaniels? Who wouldn't want to play for a guy that doesn't require you to do anything? It's exactly who you want to
let you run
for.
Amok. Do you can do what you want to do?
Sure, you're going to get a high rating for him.
I find that interesting, right? I mean, I guess you always strive to be number one in those categories, but you would like for that to turn into W's and like wins. In the Dolphins' case, they're doing a lot of things right, except the whole winning part of the whole thing.
Yeah,
correct.
I mean the Bengals.
I know they're 30,
treatment
31.
Of families. Was F-. There's not even a thing called an F-.
It's
really.
Not even a real grade.
It's not a real grade.
You don't need to put a minus on the F.
No, but Woody Johnson wants this blocked. I hope the NFLPA just sticks up their hand and says,
I'm pretty sure they're going to keep doing this.
All right, so before the year, we made NFL predictions, and we're more than halfway through the year now, so we're going to go back in time, and we're going to talk about it real quick. NFC West, Tony, with the schedule with the Padres at the time, Tony didn't...
I was in and out. I
didn't participate in some of these, but NFC West, it was just Chris and I. MVP of the division, Chris said Sam Darnold. So that could be...
Not looking bad.
Yeah, I said Brock Purdy.
Looking bad if he throws another four-pick game.
That was like his first one, though. I think he gets passed.
He had three the week before, I think.
Like I said, it was his first four-pick day.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I said Brock Purdy. Not happening. First-place team, Chris said Seahawks, which could happen.
Yeah,
it's in the mix.
I said 49ers, which could happen.
In the mix.
Not likely. Both of us... are really wrong with our last place team. We both said the Rams were going to be last place team. They look
not happening.
They look Super Bowl worthy.
They do.
At the moment.
At the moment.
Breakout. Chris said Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't think that's really happened yet. Let's ask our resident fantasy football.
Give it some time. It's got to be they're halfway through.
He's all right, so we can't judge this one.
No, you can't judge it yet.
All right. Well, I said Ricky Pearsall, which is not.
I think Smith and Jigba would win that.
Probably.
I think he's was good, but now he's become great.
Is he a breakout though?
No, he's become great. I think he's come to another category now.
Oh, he's in the great category.
Yeah,
he can't.
I'm not trying to say
the breakout. Yeah,
no, I'm not saying he's on my fantasy.
I'm not saying he's bad.
Just great.
The bold prediction, Chris said 49ers go 14-3. That can no longer happen because they've lost four games. Mine is still in play. 49ers finished 13-4, so they have to win out.
I said the 49ers would go 14-3.
You guys both went bold predictions on the 49ers?
What was I thinking?
That's rich.
Are you sure you quoted me correctly?
Yes, I wrote
it down. Say 3-14?
No, you said 14-3.
That would have definitely been a bold one.
Yeah.
AFC West MVP, Chris said Bo Nix.
AFC West MVP? Well, he's in the hunt.
He's in the hunt.
They're having a great year.
I said Patrick Surtain the second, but he's been injured.
Been hurt.
First place, we both said the Broncos, so we're looking good there.
Looking good there.
Last place, we both said the Raiders, looking good there.
In it.
Yeah.
Breakout, Chris said RJ Harvey, which is
the last
the bane
six
of
games.
Tony's existence.
Well, he better break out now.
I'm
going
to need him
to
break out.
Hurt.
Come on, bro.
He could.
I went way off the board. I went Dante Thornton of the Raiders. He's done
so
nothing.
So far off the board, I've never heard of him.
Bold prediction.
Out there in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Chris said, and this might still be true, Omarion Hampton more rushing yardage than Ashton Jeanty by the end of the year.
He would have if he would have stayed healthy.
Yeah, he would have blew him out. He'd have blew him out.
Here's my bold prediction. The Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs.
You're on to something.
He's got a shot, but don't remember.
Don't
what I told
count
you
them
yesterday.
Out. Though, yeah.
Their schedule is very favorable the rest of the way.
Okay. Yeah. Just like the Patriots. NFC South. Chris and I did this one. MVP. Chris said Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah. He's
not
out for
great.
The season.
He's out for the year.
Baker Mayfield could be it, but he's struggled the last few weeks.
It's the South, though.
Who's
better?
Him?
No one.
Yeah. I think so.
Last place, or first place, we said Bucks, which I believe is still true. Last place, we said Saints, which is definitely still true. Chris's breakout was Emeka Ebuka, which is good.
Done some things, but...
I went with McMillan, but he's been hurt.
Ebuka is... he's living up to that breakout.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think so. Bold
Bless
prediction
you.
For
Sorry.
Chris.
Yes.
Saints might go winless.
they got one, though, didn't they?
They have two.
Yeah. They got two, yeah.
I said Panthers make the playoffs, which could happen.
They're 6-5.
Yeah. AFC South, Chris said MVP would be Brian Thomas of the Jaguars.
Wow. Huge step back.
I said Trevor Lawrence, which was wishful thinking. First place Texans for both of us.
Is that you? Is that you guys picking with your hearts right there? That one?
Yeah, I think so.
Feels like it.
Last place, Chris said Colts, and I said Titans.
Colts.
Breakout, nice Chris one. Said tootin' of the Jaguars. I said Travis Hunter.
No, I said you were tootin' that night. I'm just getting you back for all the times you bring that up.
Well, Chris did toot on the air last week. Uh-huh. Bold prediction. Chris says, Scraby does not start Travis Hunter one time in fantasy this year. I did, and it was the 20-point game.
You did?
Yeah,
that was
I
the one
to.
You hit on?
I was forced into it.
All right.
I said Travis Hunter leads the NFL in interceptions. He hasn't had
What?
So here's where Tony joins the game. NFC East, MVP. Tony went Jalen Hurts. Chris went Jaden Daniels. I went Jalen Hurts.
God, I've wrecked so many careers. I wrecked Brian Thomas's career. I wrecked Jaden Daniels' career. Sorry about that, guys.
First place, we all went Eagles. Last place, we all went Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys are above water because the other two are so bad.
Tony's breakout, George Pickens, which is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Chris's breakout, Cam Scataboo, which was looking pretty
it
good.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I said Jackson snapped. Dart. He's been
He's done some
iffy.
Things. Done a few.
Bold prediction. Tony said Dak Prescott, top five overall quarterback in the league. Chris
Last
says,
night he was.
He's having a good season.
He is. Chris said Stephen Jones becomes the head coach of the Cowboys.
Oh, because Jerry appoints him?
Yes. I said Jackson Dart leads the Giants to the playoffs.
That's funny.
That's not going to happen. AFC East. MVP. We all said Josh Allen. That's happening right now. Yeah. I don't know. Drake May. Actually, Drake
yeah,
May.
Yeah, Drake May.
Yeah. True.
First place, we all said Bills. It's actually the Patriots. Last place, Tony and I said Patriots. Chris said the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I was buying your Mike Vrabel Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
I think
you
that's where
have.
This was born, this whole Mike Vrabel thing. Breakout, Tony said Justin Fields. Chris said Travion Henderson, which is starting to come true. I said Drake May. Bold prediction, Tony, Aaron Glenn, and the Jets go to the playoffs.
Real bold.
Chris says Mike McDaniel.
I was
McDaniel.
Trying to be bold.
Tyreek Hill leave the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill did leave
he
for
left.
Another reason.
Different reason, yeah.
I said Tua plays every game this year, which I don't
so
think he's
So far, so
one.
Good, yeah.
NFC North, Tony's back out on this one. Chris and I said MVP was Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't have the
right
ability
there.
To think about it right now.
First, Caleb Williams would probably win the award, but Gibbs is better.
You know, I'd add a bunch of Caleb Williams on this one.
Yes.
Around.
First, Lions. Last, Vikings. Both of us picked that. Breakout, Packers defense for Chris, Matthew Golden for me, that didn't happen. Chris said his bold prediction, Caleb Williams stays mediocre. Micah Parsons has a lackluster season after so much
I will tell you,
attention.
When I played you in fantasy last week, Caleb Williams was
very
mediocre till the last 4 minutes of the game. Then he ran for two touchdowns and beat me.
AFC North, last one. MVP, Chris said Jamar Chase. I said Lamar Jackson. First place, Ravens. Last place, Chris said Steelers. I said Browns. Breakout for Chris, Chase Brown. Me, Keaton Mitchell, not happening.
God.
Bold prediction for Chris, Shador Sanders, more passing yards than Aaron Rodgers.
He's making up ground now, though, guys.
Yes.
He had 20 last week. Come
and
on.
I said the Bengals start 4-0 after slow starts. That did not happen either.
It's amazing how dumb we
Wait,
sound.
They start 4-0 after a slow start? That's what you put?
The last few years, yeah.
Oh, slow start the last few years. I got you.
And then Joe Burrow immediately went out and hurt his foot. So,
yeah.
Old
yeah, predictions just make you sound dumb when you're, you know, you have the guts to repeat them in week 11. We'll see you tomorrow. Scraby's off, but Tony and I'll make it work. We'll see you at 2 o'clock. Have a good night, everyone. Scraby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.